Daughters of Azimuth by Nikki Finney. I lead my sisters into the woods on Sundays when Mrs. goes to town. We don't have long, but have long enough. I am Mintu from the world before, not Mindy from now. My womb has been made ready. All that remains is the long math of my feet guiding my swollen eyes to look beyond their iron codes and paper declarations. There are five of us who have stopped our line, barren of them and unownable. We afford no one a swollen belly to weigh or follow, work as hard as men, but that is not what pounds their empty chambers. The vertical ones with gold coin eyes care only of the increase. Their new laws fatten our children into a tableau tapestry of fatted calves, height and weight their only worth. The mercantile window to seed us has been shut by our own hands. Without the whole truth in plain sight, they sell Azimuths fast. We look the part, but can never join the increase. Their spewing vertical rods have poked us raw, back and front, behind the barn. Mornings we are tied, hanging from oak trees by our lion arms, while they spread their vertical seed inside our hearths. We refuse the birth of any new world, blue-eyed, enslaved other. Before we are sold again, we pass on to the girls coming, how not to barren themselves from each other, how to angle far enough away, as far as any unownable woman can, become a kernel of late August corn inside of this dark cave, as far away as any unfree woman might be able to live above the vertical death. They have now inked into their country with our defying blood. Yesterday, seven new girls in a wagon, bent, shaking, wailing for Mama. What's that? Long dead village of women whose legs we all fell from, but who were not allowed entrance into this bloodthirsty plain. Each girl has dropped her first seed, so we move fast. The gray-headed women rolling their hands like the head of an owl to the moon have given their nod. We made enough blue paste to fortify and camouflage. Once in the woods, we pair, squat, hold our legs open to each other. One azimuth for every new girl. Our long, tender hands coat each blooming womb, ever careful around their buttons, riding shotgun near their pleasure, in order to remember the point at which the vertical circle passes through the object in order to intersect the endless horizon. The blue paste is sealed inside. They will cramp and swell, float about like a pod of baby whales for 7 days until they get their bearings. In Arabic, I will recite the old poetry ending with, "Altitude is never the same as azimuth." She is Yuka from the world before, not Emily from now. Stooping on the bank, soon to instruct the final things, if the dirt and angles are willing, two long right angles, north and south, in pugnacious eastern alignment. Yuka, our tall surveyor, instructing where to put our valuables, swing our thick waists, telescope every parrot eye in search of one motion. Head-wrapped doula of return, leading back to the land of mother wit, after the mother has been gagged, bound, and pushed overboard again. How to turn ourselves away from their shiny human franchise, their gold portrait coins, interfering with the purlieu of our bearings, who we are, and how it is possible here, even in their savage world, to visit ourselves, levitate our world of before. All this and more can horizontally and without sound still belong to us. We are one line of women, foot and eye hitched to the celestial zenith, slinking together along the lone rim of the horizon, free of their feral seed, knowing full well they would slaughter us like hogs had they half a notion that beyond their animal husbandry fuckery, we kept loving each other.